I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Central African Republic is ravaged by what some human rights groups are calling genocidal war. World Renew's Wayne DeYoung says over 2 million people are in desperate need of help from somewhere, but it's not coming in. World Renew is partnering to meet the needs for basic survival. It can be a gospel moment, too.
This is definitely another opportunity for us to show God's love to people who are in need, and also to demonstrate that the Christian God is a God of love and not violence.
We can't ignore these problems. Together, we can be a part of the solution. We can link you at links at our website. Meanwhile, over 1.5 million U.S. Christians go on short-term mission trips every year. Trips can range from within the country to overseas and from 1 to 90 days. Robert Bergman says Moses Incorporated's short-term mission trips only take up a weekend. They work in tandem with local churches, helping these ministries shine the light of Christ in needy communities. Now, as they work alongside unbelievers on these projects, Moses teams get a chance to share the gospel. Right now, Moses and churches in Detroit are working on a big transformation project.
My goal would be to try to get enough weekend trips set up to complete that task.
And did you know tomorrow is World Water Day? Each year on March 22nd, groups raise awareness of the crucial role clean water plays in everyday life. The Mission Society is spearheading efforts to give 1 million people in Ghana access to clean water by 2020. This project is also introducing people to the gospel by connecting clean drinking water with the living water of Christ. For $25, you can make the connection for one family. We'll link you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available the new Casting Crown CD called Thrive with Your Best Gift.
It's time for us to more than just
call 1-800-995-4828 to get your copy or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.